I just want to read a few verses to you from the beginning of John chapter 14 and then just give you a short reflection on them. Your heart must not be troubled. Well, try and process that to start with. Your heart must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If not, I would have told you. I am going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. You know the way where I am going. Lord, Thomas said, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Shall I get a bit closer? Shall we be a little bit more intimate tonight? I won't get too close to Wilbur. I think the church is getting a little bit too polite with the gospel message. Yep. Jesus knows exactly what's coming at this point in his ministry. He knows that he is about to rejoin the Father. The crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, they are on the cards, so to speak. And so Jesus says to these guys, hey guys, I don't want you to worry about anything. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, a couple of chapters back, Jesus had sent them to go and prepare a place for him. Do you remember that? It's the same language. If you just read it carefully, hang on a minute, this is the same language. Jesus told them to prepare a place for him, a place where they ate the Last Supper together, the upper room. But now Jesus is saying, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And the logical understanding of that is that's a place where you're going to come and eat with me. And of course, to the Christian, heaven is a place where we will eat the great supper of the Lamb. Yeah. It's the place where we will once and for all have that permanent intimacy with God. But let's make it quite clear. Jesus is saying he is going to heaven to prepare places for those who follow him. Let's not be so polite that we offend no one by saying, well, everyone gets to go to heaven, don't they? Over the years, a lot of people have said to me, well, Stephen, you know, you ought to do more funerals. People who have been to funerals that I've led have said, oh, Stephen, that was amazing. You ought to do more funerals. The honest truth is, I don't do more funerals because I don't want to lie. I don't want to stand there in front of people and have to come up with a form of words which doesn't say, this person rejected God all their life and now we can only pray that they are not in hell. And that sounds a bit heavy, doesn't it, Stephen? Oh, Stephen, you are being a bit... You know, actually, that's the problem with the church today, is we have become so polite, we are not prepared to say to people, there is a heaven, and that implies, inherently, that there is also a hell, and that your choice gets you into one or the other. And you say, what? Well, surely everyone will choose to go to heaven. Is that right? Do we all choose to go to heaven? Thomas says to Jesus, well, Lord, we don't know where you're going. I'm to clue. How do we get there? And Jesus says, I am the way. That tells me a few things. It tells me Muhammad is not the way. It tells me that Buddha is not the way. It tells me that there are a whole host of religions in this world, none of which are the way to God, but Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the way to God. Amen. Now, I have been on TV shows where they have collared me on this to my face and said, but you believe that everyone's going to hell. Well, that isn't the gospel message. The gospel message is you can choose to go to heaven, but you have to choose the way. And do you know something? We are so afraid of offending people. We are so afraid of being absolutely honest because we are afraid what people will say about us and what they will do and that they'll go humph and walk out, that we do not say it like it is. But the truth is, there is a heaven that God is preparing for you. You know, what more can you ask for that God prepares it for you? Jesus is busy getting your room ready. You know, if I go and stay at a Marriott hotel, they get my room ready in about 45 minutes. And I am always a bit hesitant about looking under the bed, because I never know if they've swept under there. But you know, Jesus is preparing a place for us. So why not choose it? Why sit here saying, but you're saying that if we don't choose heaven, we'll go to hell. What I am saying is choose heaven. Why argue about heaven and hell, and why not just choose to follow the way? You might say, well, that's not my way. But that's the point, isn't it? Jesus may not be our natural way, but he's great. You know, people say to me, I don't know how you can be a Christian because there's all those rules and regulations. What? What are you on about? I find that God gives me a number of boundaries. Now, boundaries are always a blessing. Because if you've got boundaries in your life, you don't fall off a cliff because there's a boundary that stops you. If you've got a boundary in your life, you don't walk into the middle of a busy road because there's a boundary that stops you. There are lots of boundaries which Christianity offers us. But it isn't a religion of do's and don'ts. It's a relationship with somebody who wants to bless you, who is busy preparing a place for you. And believe me, it won't just be a chocolate on your pillow. This will be a great place. You know, I don't know what I have to say tonight to persuade you that heaven is good and that we should do everything we can to embrace it. But I can tell you this. I am 57 years old. When my wife and I married, we never dreamt we would live to this age because we just thought Jesus would return for us so much quicker. We thought we might get a year or two of marriage in, but we've had long years of marriage, for which we're very grateful. And she's flying back from Pisa in the morning, and I'm praying that she gets back safely because I'd like many years more. But do you know something? I am acutely aware that life is short. Yeah. I am acutely aware that there will be a reckoning for this world when Jesus will return. And at that point in time, it will be a little bit too late to say, oh, Jesus, can I sign up for your way? We need to engage with Jesus now. We need to walk the way. It's not that hard. We make it so difficult. We think of so many things to complicate it, when actually Jesus is saying, come, follow me. That's what he did with his original disciples, and we are also his disciples. That's what Jesus has said to us. Come, follow me. How much easier can it be than to come and follow Jesus? You could say, well, I want to do my own thing. Well, okay then. But don't come to me and say, somewhere along the line, I wished I'd followed the way. This calls for big people to make big decisions to follow Jesus. I thank God for all the people in my life that follow Jesus. I thank God for David Copeland. David Copeland is my friend. He's a Roman Catholic. Historically, you might say, Steve, you come from Pentecostal roots. You're a new church leader. David is Roman Catholic. How do those two mix up? And yet, you know, I could say David's as Pentecostal as I am, but actually he would probably say I'm as Catholic as he is. Because there isn't this huge rift in the church that people claim. There is just a difference between people who do believe and don't believe. And I thank God for the many Catholics in this city that do believe. I thank God for the many Anglicans that do believe. I thank God for the Methodists that do believe. I thank God for the Pentecostals that do believe. I thank God that there are many people in this city who do believe. But what really matters is that not do these groups believe. What matters is, do you believe? Ultimately, we will all stand before God. Paul puts it this way. He says, you will all give account of yourselves to God. I don't know if you can imagine what that must be like. Book of Revelation paints a picture. It's a very scary picture. Basically, where you are stood alone in front of the Almighty, giving an account of your life, and you think, I don't know if I can keep control of my bladder or of anything stood before God. I am not sure. But the Bible also tells me that we have a lawyer, an advocate, one who speaks to the Father for us. And I have an assurance that this lawyer, whose name is Jesus, will speak to the Father on my behalf. If any man sins, the Bible says, sin, oh, now that's a dirty word. We don't use that anymore. Isn't it old fashioned? We don't talk about sin anymore. Well, sin simply means when we don't please God. And you know something? There are many times I don't please God. But today, I have chosen to walk the way. Yeah. So, heaven is for real. There's a movie called that now, based on a book called that. And it's very American. But, you know, the truth is, whether you're American, whether you're English, whatever your ethnicity, whatever your experience of God, whatever your backstory, and we've all got huge backstories. There is one way, there is one destination that you should be aiming for. There is one God, and we are called to follow him. The question is not, well, what do you think about that? The question is, will you follow Jesus? That's the only question. It's all that matters. And if we follow him, we will find our way to heaven. And I don't want to think about the alternative, because I know I have one who speaks to the Father on my behalf, one who has trodden that way, and one who is able today to help me walk that way with him. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, tonight we come to you in the glorious name of Jesus. We know that you have called us to walk towards you. We know that you yourself are preparing a place for us, and it's going to be great. We recognise, Lord, that this life is temporary, it's a passing phase, but we thank you so much that you are our God. Lord, we bless you, we delight in you, we pray the touch of God on each and every one amongst us, that we might all tonight know that we know that we know that we know that we are going to heaven with Jesus. And may we all be able to communicate this truth to people we meet, not to hammer and hit them with the threat of hell, but to always offer them the hope of heaven. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you.